Welcome to Weekly with WIC. Love Local is a weekly podcast to help our community stay informed and either off the watch list or to move us down in this new tiered system. We want to do this for our kids so that they can be in school and our businesses to remain open.
Hello, I'm Kathy Garcia. In 2009, I joined a conversation with a group that was concerned about our students and what they were doing after high school, if they were pursuing higher education and the reasons behind why they might not be. That conversation led to the formation of Expect More Tehama, which works to come alongside education to address issues surrounding our students and invites our residents to stay informed and involved in making this a great place to grow up and thrive. Fast forward to 2020, and I'm proud that Expect More Tehama is part of a team that's sponsoring Love Local and these weekly podcasts. So I'm honored to substitute for Lindsay, who usually gets to ask our public health officer, Dr. Wickenheiser, questions concerning COVID-19. Hello, Dr. Wickenheiser.
Thank you for having me today.
Today, I'd like to talk to you about employment. Now, a little bit of a different topic that we've been covering, but how employment and COVID-19 come together. I wear several hats, including working at the Job Training Center. So this is sort of on the forefront of my daily experience. In Tehama County, we have businesses that we know are struggling due to the pandemic, especially in hospitality and leisure. But a lot of people might not realize that we also have a lot of businesses that are struggling right now to find employees. This is true everywhere. We have businesses across many sectors desperately seeking workers, and they are just not applying. And there could be many reasons for this. We understand that this could be from a lack of childcare right now, parents that have to stay home to try to educate their children. It could be those who are a little bit comfortable on unemployment and waiting for their old jobs to come back. But there's some also that is just pure fear of the virus. So let's talk about those who are not working due to the fear itself. How safe is the workplace today?
Generally, the workplace is very safe. Our experience has been that the COVID exposures that we've seen in most instances have occurred outside of the workplace, usually in gatherings, small family gatherings, things like that. It isn't to say that it's not brought back into the workplace. We are seeing that at least two of our businesses. We've been working with them to prevent that from happening. We can deal with what happens in the workplace fairly easily, but it's when those people get back outside the workplace, involve themselves in other activities, and then bring it back into work. But generally, I would say that if a person's following what they should be doing within the workplace, the risk of disease transmission is extremely low. I can tell you of one company in town that took a very proactive view. They had a case pop up within their organization. They notified us very promptly. We went in and tested everybody. We ended up with, I think, 5 or 6 individuals positive. Of the individuals positive, one ended up being hospitalized and was on a ventilator for a period of time. But it all came about because the index case had traveled to Mexico to visit family and had visited an area that was endemic with COVID-19. And during that visit, was very close with family members. And so this was an example of bringing it back into the workplace. But again, with the employer working with us, we quickly stomped it out, made sure that they were adhering to what they should, and the business is functioning without any problems at this point in time.
So what should employees who are thinking about reentering maybe their old job or seeking a new one, what should they do to prepare themselves going back into the workplace?
Well, first of all, it would be most important if they did not expose themselves to COVID-19 before they went back into the workplace. So in other words, doing those safe practices that we've always talked about, maintaining your social distancing, wearing a mask when people are around, washing your hands, so you don't bring something into the workplace. Again, it's very unlikely if people are doing what they're supposed to that you as an individual are going to pick something up when you're there. So those simple measures make all the difference.
What do you think the employers could be sharing, when the ones with all these open positions, that would give confidence to the job seeker coming into their workplace?
Well, I think the answer to that would be if the employer could point out that A, they don't have any evidence of any COVID-19 within their organization. That's always helpful. And also, if people have been exposed in their organization, where did it stop? Were they able to deal with it quickly? Because if I was looking to go back to a job like that, I would want to know that the employer was looking out for me, that they were taking my health into account. So in other words, I would make sure that the appropriate spacing is there. I would make sure that I would ask the question, what are people doing at lunch break? Are they all congregating? If they're all congregating, what kind of distance are you having? Because we've seen a number of cases within the workplace where their only exposure was the break room. Everything else was done perfect. Social distancing, masking, everything else. But when they got to the break room, it's like they forgot everything that they were supposed to do. So those are the kind of questions I would ask. And I can tell you, our experience with the employers, the ones that are really concerned about their employees, they will have staggered their lunch hours. They will make sure there are only a certain amount of people in the break room. They will do all those things for you. And most of them, the HR people, are more than happy to tell you, this is what we're doing to make your workplace safe.
Mm-hmm. What about those whose jobs are outside? We have smoke in the air right now. We have, you know, the concerns, I know, in agriculture around COVID. What about the outside precautions?
So the people who do outside work, the biggest problem that we've seen has been the travel to the outside work. People who are sharing a ride and are not masking. We know that you can't socially distance in that situation, but instead of maybe having six people in a pickup, maybe four people, a little bit more space, and wear your mask and sanitize your hands before and after you leave the vehicle. The ag people who are doing that with their workers, we're not having any problems whatsoever. The smoke issue is another whole issue. We've always encouraged, when the air quality gets so bad, we encourage only those that need to work outside, work outside. We do know that the simple cloth filter masks like these are not helpful in terms of preventing issues with smoke. An N95 mask will help you so you don't inhale that particulate matter. The problem is it becomes very difficult to work outside. You're sweating, you're dirty, and things like that. And wear an N95 mask. It most of the time it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. So again, whatever the employer can do to minimize when people are exposed to smoke. So generally, the smoke is worse early in the morning. And so if things could be delayed a little bit, that's better, because we usually have that temperature inversion that holds the smoke down early in the morning. So by 10 o'clock, things are better. So that's one simple thing that an employer might consider doing. Again, most of the time, people are going to be able to do their outdoor jobs without a problem. Mm-hmm. This is just a little different for us right now with the fires that we have.
So minor adjustments, being a little bit flexible, all good ideas. And HR sharing as much as they can about measures they're taking.
You're listening to Love Local, a podcast series dedicated to fostering community engagement. During this season, we're focusing on COVID-19, and more specifically, information that will allow our kids to stay in school, reduce the positivity rate, keep our businesses open, and people working safely. This podcast is produced by Kate & Company in partnership with Expect More Tehama. To gain other valuable resources, visit expectmoretehama.com or follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Love Local.
So winter is going to be coming. And those of us who do work indoors, does that pose, you know, any other added risk factors, just the weather alone and being indoors?
We do know that just being indoors in the winter months creates problems, because we're all of a sudden having less fresh air exchange that's coming in. Most air systems are not set up to bring fresh air in, nor do you want to spend the dollars heating that fresh air. That becomes very costly for some places. So you have to look at it and you say, okay, what can we do that's going to minimize things? We do know that during the fall and winter months that we see that the air tends to dry out a little bit more. So with less humidity, what actually tends to, this is inside, what happens tends to happen is that you're more susceptible to viruses because your body doesn't have the moisture in your respiratory system. So that, and then the fact that people are closer together, but again, if we're doing our social distancing and our masking and things like that, that we should be okay. The other thing is, and we've talked about this before, is that there's tremendous confusion about symptoms between COVID-19 and influenza-like illnesses. So one of the ways to minimize that would be for the employees to also get influenza vaccine if you have no contraindication. Because we know that that will decrease work loss days, it will decrease illness transmission within your organization, and you can be much more productive as an organization because you're now not having to scramble to fill somebody who couldn't be there that day, somebody who might not know the job.
So that's another message then too, as far as if you don't feel good, stay home.
That's exactly right. One of the biggest problems that we've had, both within the workforce and in the schools, as we've had people go back to school, people are minimizing their symptoms. And, you know, if you go and you go to your work or your school and you're 3 days into your symptoms, that means for 3 days you've exposed people to what you've got. And if it turns out to be COVID-19, for every person that you've exposed, when we start doing contact tracing, we're seeing 8 to 10 additional people that we have to evaluate.
So it's sort of a change of the way we think, really. I feel a little bad, but I should go to work or school. We really need to switch that.
And I think in the United States, we're so different than a lot of countries, because a lot of countries, people are much more lax about that. You know, if they feel that they're not well, they do the right thing. They don't go to work. But here in the United States, we're such a driven society. It's the person who succeeds who goes to work every day, no matter how bad you feel. And somehow we need to change that. We realize that there's financial implications associated with that, but we just need to change the way that we're looking at that.
Is there a way to keep fresh air in the building when it's storming outside and cold?
There is. But usually that requires an adjustment in your HVAC system, and you can increase the number of what we call air exchanges per hour, where the amount of fresh air that's filtered in is changed. Commercial establishments certainly have the capability of doing that. Residential establishments, your system usually isn't able to do that. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much set.
Mm-hmm. So probably a lot of residents don't realize, but our unemployment rate is pretty low, especially compared to the state and other counties south of Sacramento. In August, it was just 8.8%, and that's down from 11.1 in July.
That's great.
8.8 is pretty low for Tehama County, even on a good year, right? So we really need to also be thinking of our businesses at risk of not being productive at the levels they need to be going forward, and that goes for our largest manufacturing companies to, you know, our small clinics and education and everything in between. So what message can we give, you know, to those job seekers who might be sort of on the fence about whether or not they want to go back? It's a great time for those at an entry-level position to take the next step up, because there's so many opportunities and the employers are willing to train them. They're looking for those, you know, that talent that comes through the door. So what can we do to maybe boost their confidence a little bit to think about coming back?
Well, as I said, the workplace generally has been very safe, our experience from March till now. And I would add to what you've said, there's all kinds of stories that are out there that people, their jobs have changed because of COVID-19, their jobs evaporated, they've come up with something else, maybe they're doing something they've always wanted to do and never took the time to do it. They're being successful, they're following the American dream. They're doing what they want to do, they're being successful at it, and they're getting ahead. And as you said, if people have the opportunity now to get back into the workforce and move themselves up in the workforce, now is the time to do it. You know, why miss an opportunity that's staring you in the face? You need to plan for the future.
I agree. I think there's some great opportunities. Hopefully there's a silver lining in all of this, and it might be that, you know, folks have an opportunity to move up.
I believe that's very true.
Well, thank you so much today, Dr. Wickenheiser, for talking to us about employment and COVID and the employment opportunities that are in Tehama County right now. I encourage those who might be on the fence but are, you know, wanting to take a look at some of those opportunities to visit jobtrainingcenter.org. There's also a lot of wonderful employers in their employment pages right now that would love to talk to you. And with that, we'll see you next week.
Thank you for joining us for this week's episode of Love Local, believing that an engaged community is a vibrant community. This episode was brought to you in part by Expect More Tehama, Tehama County Public Health, and our friends at the Community Foundation of the North State. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and visit our website at expectmoretehama.com. Do you have a specific question related to this podcast? Send us an email to kate@expectmoretehama.com.